Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. I'm Kirsten Holmberg, and I'll be reading a devotion that I titled, An Impossible Gift. I was elated to find the perfect gift for my mother-in-law's birthday. The bracelet even contained her birthstone. Finding that perfect gift for someone is always an utter delight. But what if the gift the individual needs is beyond our power to give? Many of us wish we could give someone peace of mind, rest, or even patience. If only those could be purchased and wrapped with a bow. These types of gifts are impossible for one person to give another. Yet Jesus, God in human flesh, does give those who believe in him one such impossible gift, the gift of peace. Before ascending to heaven and leaving the disciples, Jesus comforted them with the promise of the Holy Spirit in John chapter 14. He will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. He offered them peace, his peace, as an enduring, unfailing gift for when their hearts were troubled or when they were experiencing fear. He himself is our peace with God, with others, and within. We may not have the ability to give our loved ones the extra measure of patience or improved health they desire. Nor is it within our power to give them the peace we all desperately need to bear up under the struggles of life. But we can be led by the Spirit to speak to them about Jesus, the giver and embodiment of true and lasting peace. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from John chapter 14, verses 25 through 31. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You heard me say, I am going away, and I am coming back to you. If you loved me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. I will not say much more to you, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold over me, but he comes so that the world may learn that I love the Father and do exactly what my Father has commanded me. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for the comfort of your enduring, unfailing peace in our life. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Kirsten Holmberg, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.